Democrats currently control the U.S. Senate by just one seat, so any of this fall's Senate races could tip the balance. One of the closest is in Colorado, where incumbent Republican Senator Wayne Allard is in a rematch against Democrat Tom Strickland. Allard is a veterinarian who got into politics 20 years ago in the heyday of Ronald Reagan. Strickland is a former U.S. attorney who says that era is over in Colorado. NPR senior national correspondent Linda Wertheimer reports from Denver that the race isn't just close, it's personal.
Last night, Colorado voters were able to watch their Senate candidates debate on public television. The main issue for the half hour was Social Security. Incumbent Republican Wayne Allard supports President Bush's plan to invest part of Social Security funds. Challenger Tom Strickland does not. He says retirement should be based on personal savings, pensions, and traditional Social Security.
In Tom's world, they have 401ks and they have personal savings account. But 44% of the people, American people, aren't in Tom's world. They're in Wayne's world.
Okay. Thank
well,
you both.
Well, Isaiah, Wayne's world subjects the seniors of America to unnecessary risk. They don't support it. It's a bad idea. And just because we have a mid to long-term challenge doesn't mean we ought to embrace bad ideas.
Let's move on.
That not-so-friendly tone runs through this campaign, but it's especially harsh on television. Both campaigns and their allies have filled the airwaves with ads, attacking each other on everything from corporate connections to tainted hamburger. Here again, Social Security has brought out tough talk. Here's a Strickland campaign ad attacking Republican Senator Allard.
What does Wayne Allard think of Social Security?
It's a bad investment. It's a bad investment.
That's what Wayne Allard really said at a recent debate.
The worst investment in America is your Social Security account.
Allard thinks the stock market's the solution. His privatization plan is mandatory, which means a cut in guaranteed benefits.
I asked Senator Allard about the voters' reaction to this barrage of ads. We spoke at a GOP chili supper near Denver.
This campaign is a campaign that people of Colorado have never been exposed to before. In my own personal campaign, I have ran only positive ads. At times, I have as many as five separate negative ads running out there against my one. And it's special interest Washington groups that are coming into Colorado and distorting my record.
Millions of dollars are being spent on TV ads, almost all of them negative. About a third of the money is coming from political parties and outside interest groups. Here's challenger Tom Strickland.
When we started 14 months ago, I announced in August of 2001, I asked Senator Allard to join me in giving Colorado the best race they'd ever seen in terms of a focus on the issues. Before the sun set that day, I had been personally attacked by his office. And those attacks have never ceased. And they haven't been about the issues. They've been more personal.
Here's one of those ads, paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Again, the topic is Social Security.
Tom Strickland is unbelievable. Now he says Senator Wayne Allard wants to privatize Social Security. But there's never even been a vote on that in the Senate. So who's Strickland kidding? Strickland himself said he wanted to examine, quote, alternative investment strategies. Sounds like privatization. Tell millionaire lawyer lobbyist Tom Strickland the truth matters.
Tom Strickland was a partner in one of Denver's leading law firms. His influential connections and his profitable stock holdings in troubled companies like Global Crossing were an issue in the early going. But Strickland seems to have neutralized that, in part by tying Wayne Allard to some of his biggest corporate contributors, notably Quest, which has also been in difficulties. Iraq has not been an issue in this race. People here are more concerned about the economic slowdown in the region, not to mention record drought and a damaging fire season. Besides, both these candidates support giving the president the authority he wants to go to war with Iraq. Still, in his speeches, Republican incumbent Wayne Allard finds ways to remind voters that he is the candidate most solidly with the president, as he did at the Jefferson County Chili Supper this past weekend.
I'm proud to be serving with George Bush as the President of the United States. I think the evidence is clear that if we don't act now, and if we let this continue at its current buildup in Iraq, the problem is not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And this president is in there to try and deal with that problem in a straightforward way.
Wayne Allard votes with President Bush almost all the time, a regular order conservative. still running on many of the same issues endorsed by President Reagan when Allard first entered politics 20 years ago.
We have to restore our economic growth, and we need across-the-board tax cuts. And we need to have a stronger, modern military, and that includes missile defense. And we need to have a greater role for local governments instead of more mandates from Washington, D.C.
Wayne Allard counts on Colorado's Mountain State conservatives who supported him in 1996. He believes they haven't changed. Tom Strickland maintains that Colorado is changing, that a million new people have moved in, making this a very different race from the matchup in 96. He thinks these new residents and increasing numbers of Hispanic voters make the state more receptive to a Democrat. He thinks he's a better match for the centrists he believes are now a majority in Colorado.
At the end of the day, the real work of the Senate gets done by the centrist in each party. On issue after issue, that's where the coalitions are formed that get the work of the country done. That's Colorado's political tradition more than it is partisan politics. Wayne Allard represents a very partisan approach, a 98% straight party line voting record. That's not Colorado's traditional political persona, and that's not where you'll find me in the U.S. Senate.
Strickland thinks environmental issues cut for him. He's reaching out to women on issues like choice. However, this race is close, as Tom Strickland told a group of women voters in Denver.
We need your help. We are in what Tim Russert called the closest race in America, and maybe the most important race. And with your help, and especially the help of women on Election Day, we're going to return this seat back to the people of Colorado. Thank you all very much for what you do and for caring. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
If he's right, Tom Strickland could also make the difference in which party controls the Senate when the new Congress convenes in January. I'm Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Denver.